USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Former Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has doubts that Donald Trump will run for president again. When Ryan retired and the House went to Democrats, Trump was highly critical of Ryan. Now, in a podcast interview with Tenio, a risk assessment company, Ryan questions why the party would let Trump run again in 2024.
I think Trump's unelectability will be palpable by then. We all know that he will lose, let me put it this way. We all know that he's so much more likely to lose the White House than anybody else running for president on our side of the aisle. So why would we want to go with that?
The Supreme Court has dismissed Donald Trump in single sentence. With no note of dissent, the justices Thursday rejected the former president's request to intervene in litigation over documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate this summer. The Supreme Court shouldn't even have entertained the petition to reconsider part of an appeals court order allowing the Justice Department to continue to review classified documents as a special master looks over other materials for claims of attorney-client or executive privilege. Yet the outcome of Justice Clarence Thomas's referring the case his colleague's way is just another reason to scoff at claims from Mr. Trump that the legal system is treating him unfairly. California is looking for ways to curb the distribution of fentanyl on the streets.
California is stepping up its efforts to crack down on fentanyl being distributed through the state. Attorney General Rob Bonta is crediting an increase in the state's Justice Department budget for the 2023 fiscal year.
In our budget this year, we secured $7.9 million, just shy of $8 million, for the creation of a new program within the Department of Justice to expand this important enforcement work.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Neighborhoods powered by solar panels with backup batteries weathered the direct onslaught of Hurricane Ian in Florida. Utilities and developers said keeping the lights on throughout the storm while millions of others lost power. At least 3 solar-powered communities near Fort Myers and Tampa made it through Ian without losing electricity. Some also had hardened electrical infrastructure, including buried lines and stronger power poles that helped them weather the storm and its aftermath. At the new Medley neighborhood south of Tampa, Utility Tampa Electric Company has a pilot project with 37 new homes equipped with utility-owned rooftop solar and home batteries. When Ian knocked out power to about 295,000 customers in the area, Medley was disconnected from the rest of the electrical system, but it never lost power. The death toll after an explosion in a coal mine in Turkey's northern Bartın province on Friday has reached 41, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Saturday. Earlier, Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said 58 of the 110 people working in the mine when the blast occurred were rescued by the teams or got out by themselves. Soylu also said one miner was discharged from the hospital while 10 were still receiving treatment in Bartın and Istanbul. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft married Dr. Dana Blumberg on Friday night in Manhattan with reportedly 250 guests in attendance that included Patriots royalty and star-studded performers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.